If you want true wireless earphones that emphasize sound over everything else, then you're going to want to check this review out. It's the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 earphones. That's up next. Hands-on Tech is brought to you from LastPass Studios. Access everything you need online simply and securely wherever you're logging in from. LastPass makes security for your digital life effortless. Visit LastPass.com/twit.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Tech is brought to you by IT Pro TV. Visit itpro.tv/twit for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active consumer subscription. Use code TWIT30 at checkout. Hello, everyone. I'm Jason Howell, and I'm here to review something cool. I like true wireless earbuds. I've reviewed a lot of them for Twit. And the newest ones that have come across my desk are the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 earphones. Sennheiser, of course, is a brand that has sound in its DNA. It's all for audiophiles. And these earphones are no different. They're also a little pricey, at almost right under $300, $299.95. So that 5 cents might make all the difference for you. I don't know. These are premium true wireless earphones with a focus on sound quality. I'm going to dive right into these and let you know whether you should pick them up if you care as much as I do about sound. So let's take a look first, starting with the case, because it's the element that you see most often before anything else. Overall, the design of this case, I would say, is a bit big and bulky, especially when you put it side by side with the Jabra Elite 75Ts, which I would consider kind of my favorites in this category, and the Google Pixel Buds 2, a close second for me. So definitely a little bit larger there. That just means that it's maybe a little less pocketable. It's still pretty small, but portability-wise, these take up just a tad more space, and that does get a little annoying. The fabric soft touch to the case is pretty nice, I have to say. It definitely softens things out. Maybe that's a concession that they made over, you know, to make up for the bulky size. On the back is a USB-C port. Now, this does support fast charging, so you're going to get fast charge out of this. You plug it in, you're not going to have to wait very long because the battery in here really is not that large to begin with. The earphones themselves on the inside are capable of 7 hours of battery, depending on how you're using them. But the case itself holds another 21 hours. That's 3 full charges for the earphones, bringing the total up to 28 hours of listening time if you charge the case to a full charge. Now, obviously, that time is going to reduce depending on the features that you're using on the earphone, features like active noise cancellation, which I'll talk about in a few minutes. That time is going to go down. But for the most part, I thought it was excellent battery life. Now, on the back, you can push this little button here to see how much charge that the case has. There's a little LED right next to it that lights up. Green is full, yellow is halfway, red is around empty. So it gives you a sense when you unplug it from the USB-C where you're at. And overall, like I said, I have no complaints over battery. I really did like the longevity that I got out of these earphones. The case itself has a nice snap to it. Sometimes these cases don't snap open or close, and that may sound like a small thing, but when you're trying to put those fiddly little expensive earphones inside, you want that case to stay open, and you want things to be firm, and this case definitely does that. Two complaints that I have, though. The earbuds themselves don't always snap into place on the first try. There's a magnet system, and it is there, but it's just there's something like the holes are very recessed, so you have to fit those earbuds in there just right. Yes, it's a niggling complaint, but it is something to consider. I couldn't just drop it in there and be confident that it was charging. I had to just kind of make sure it fit in quite right. And two, there is no wireless charging on this case. What can I say? I'm a little spoiled from the Google Pixel Buds 2 and the wireless charging to setting it on a wireless charger and that's it. Having to plug it in is a little bit of a step backwards from that, but it's not a deal breaker by any stretch. Most of these cases don't seem to have wireless charging anyways. So there you go. All right, so now let's talk about the earphones, because really we didn't buy these for the case. We bought them for the earphones that are inside. Comparing it to the earphones that I have right now, they are much larger When compared to the Google Pixel Buds 2. The Pixel Buds 2 have a nice compact design. These are definitely larger than that. I'd say slightly larger than the Jabra Elite 75Ts, though the hard edges on the Sennheiser Momentum earphones kind of make it seem a little bit larger than it actually is. They're really close, but the 75Ts have a nice roundness that makes them just kind of feel a little nicer, a little bit more inviting than these that have those hard edges. Inside are 7mm dynamic drivers, and I'll talk about the sound quality here in a few minutes, but that's pretty important. They have capacitive touch surfaces on both earbuds, and that's for touch controls, which again, I'll talk about in a few minutes, but I love that these are capacitive. The Pixel Buds 2 are capacitive as well. When I only have to tap the surface and I get my command, it's so much better than having to push like a mechanical button that ends up just jamming the thing into my ear. It doesn't feel very good. It's nice to just have that and tap it and move along. The microphone is on the right side earbud only, and these earbuds are IPX4 rated, which means they can resist water splashes. So let's say it's fine to wear these out in the rain. Probably not okay if you plan on spraying your head with a water hose, which you're probably not planning on doing anyways. As for fit, like earphones of this type, it is the type that slides into the ear canal, and then you actually twist it to lock it into place. And the box, when you buy these, you do get 4 total ear tip sizes from small to extra large. So hopefully you can find one that fits. Mine fit right out of the box. I did not have to try any of the other ones. They just fit right in there. But you do have to be okay with that sealed in quality of this particular type of earbud. And that will turn some people off. I happen to like it. It provides a little bit of extra isolation. And I like that it locks into my ear and it doesn't feel like it's just resting there. But some people really hate it. And this is definitely that type of earbud. Personally, I feel like they felt great in my ear. It also stayed in place. So, you know, I went running with these earphones. I did some workouts with these earphones, definitely moving around, and I didn't have to worry about them falling out or jostling out. Really great there. All right, so down to performance, because this is where we start getting to the really interesting good stuff. The key feature with the Momentum True Wireless 2 earphones is sound quality. These are marketed as true wireless earbuds that sound great, that audiophiles are going to love. And they really do sound incredible, I have to say, especially for what they are, which are in-ear buds. The Pixel Buds 2, by comparison, sound positively dull and hazy, which I would say makes those fine for, say, podcasts or audiobooks. Less so for music, especially when comparing side by side. The Jabra Elite 75Ts, as I've mentioned, are some of my favorites and definitely improved the sound over the previous iteration of that earbud. And they have a low end that's overemphasized when you compare it to what you get in the Sennheisers. They sound much better than the Pixel Buds, but still, it just sounds like it's really hyping up the low end. The Momentum True Wireless 2 earbuds are much more balanced in comparison. So you want to get these for their sound quality. If you like listening to music with your earbuds, these are the ones to get because you're going to get some really awesome music listening out of these. Real quick, I want to take a moment and thank the sponsor of Hands on Tech, and that's IT Pro TV, an online IT professional training platform with over 5,800 hours of IT training. Sign up for a premium membership and let an expert guide you to explore different career paths, job resources, virtual labs, and practice tests. Go to itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30 to receive 30% off all consumer subscriptions. That's itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active subscription. IT Pro TV, build or expand your IT career and enjoy the journey. I mentioned earlier that these earbuds have tap controls, that you just tap on the surface and it does things. And I have to say it works really well. Now, one tap on the right side actually fires off the assistant. That's, I would say, the downside. Assistant and how it works with some wireless earbuds can be very iffy. And here you don't get a lot of confirmation. I'll tap it, and then I'm waiting to hear like a doo-doo or something that's going to tell me that assistant is listening, and I don't get it, so I never know when to actually speak. and then I speak and I don't get a response. It's really kind of confusing. So I did not like using Assistant with these. However, two taps on the right activates transparent hearing. That lets in the outside world a bit. It activates the microphone to kind of let stuff outside of your headphones in. It's subtle, but it did the trick. Three taps is where it's at, though. This is how you activate active noise canceling, much like what you get on AirPods Pro. And it works fantastically well. Now, granted, I didn't get to hop onto an airplane and see how it would work there because, let's face it, I'm not flying anywhere right now. But when you couple that with the sealed-in design of the earphones, you really get a nice, tight sound that is blocked off from the world. So you probably don't want to run this mode if you're out going for a jog, that sort of thing. You want to be aware. But if you're at home in a noisy environment, you want to block out some fan noise or something like that, this is the mode to use, and I have to imagine it'll be great on planes once we're flying again. Now, one complaint I do have has to do with mono listening. Now, on the Google Pixel Buds 2, I can use either bud in mono mode, and I can listen with my left ear or my right ear. I can share the earbuds if I really wanted to, and two different people could listen. With these, mono listening only happens with the right earbud. Therefore, that means that the left earbud is not connecting to the phone. It's connecting to the right earbud, and it's kind of a tandem sort of thing. So that is a little bit of a bummer. It's not all independent like it is on the Pixel Buds 2, but that might not matter much to you. Also, you know, you will make some calls with these probably. I should say call quality was great on my end. People on the other end actually thought I was talking directly into the phone when I was using these. So I would say that that's a good sign. That means that they're doing something right. Finally, there is an app, a companion app that you can download. I got it from the Play Store. It has a couple of handy features. It has an EQ that you can use to shape the sound even further. Also features like smart pause for when you remove an earbud from the ear, it'll pause it automatically and start it back up when you put it back in. Also a feature called side tone that actually lets you hear your voice while you're in the middle of a phone call, which is neat. And finally, you have full customization options for the functions of the tap controls. So if you want to change that up, you don't like the layout that Sennheiser has given you, you have the ability to change that up any which way you like. So the Sennheiser Momentum True Wireless 2 earbuds here in the case. What are my big takeaways? Well, I'd say on the positive side, obviously, it's all about sound quality. You're getting these if you care about your music, if you care about your sound quality, and you want this form factor. That's why you're getting these earphones. It's first class. Active noise cancellation is the bee's knees as well. I really thought they did a great job with that, and it's nice to have that on this form factor. For me, it was a comfortable fit. I think that's a play it by ear, quite literally. So you can check them out and see if it fits as well in your ear as it does in mine. And then excellent battery life. I thought the battery life was really great. The downside, yes, it is pricey. It's right around $300, and that's a lot to spend on in-ear earphones. But again, you're getting that sound quality, so maybe that's worth it for you. And then the bulky case, which might not bug some people. I get hung up on it because we're interacting with it so much. I want the case to be kind of nice and portable, and while it's not, you know, offensive in any way, it's just not as compact as some of the other ones that I've used. So overall, if you want true wireless design and sound quality is your top priority, I think this is where you turn. These are the headphones, the earphones that you get. Just be prepared to pay $300 for them. But I think you will not be disappointed if you do that. You can find my reviews all over the Twit Network. I review Android devices all the time at All About Android and many other devices outside of Android here on Hands On Tech and twit.tv.
Hey, folks, I'm Micah Sargent, host of Hands On iOS right here on the Twit Network. If you've got iOS devices or watchOS devices or tvOS device, any kind of Apple mobile device, you are going to want to check out Hands On iOS. It is the best way to make the most of those devices. I walk through tips, tricks, and everything in between, plus answer your questions. So be sure to check it out. It's twit.tv/HOI.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands On Tech.